Federal Health Minister Mustafa Kamal has said that it is not possible to treat the entire population through traditional healthcare systems, and that Pakistan should adopt telemedicine in line with global practices. Speaking to the media after visiting PIMS Hospital in Islamabad, Mustafa Kamal stated that due to the absence of basic health units, people are forced to rush to major hospitals. We need to provide medicines and doctors at people's doorsteps. We can't treat everyone through hospitals alone. Considering the modern world, we should move toward telemedicine, he said. He shared that 7 operation theaters have been constructed at a cost of 2.1 billion rupees, which will be equipped with state-of-the-art facilities. While acknowledging that things are not ideal, he said there is room for improvement. Mustafa Kamal also clarified that there are currently no plans to hand over PIMS to a public-private partnership. He added that future work on the health card scheme is underway. The healthcare sector is connected to the welfare of humanity. When people are in pain, they go to hospitals. The poor turn to public hospitals, while the wealthy can afford private care, he said. During the visit, patients raised numerous complaints in front of the health minister. One patient claimed there was a shortage of medicines and hospital beds. Another shared that last month, X-ray films had run out and patients were forced to visit private laboratories. A man said his brother was in a life-threatening condition, but no ICU bed was available. In response, PIMS Executive Director Dr. Rana Imran Sikander stated that ICU beds could not be allocated to cancer patients. Minister Mustafa Kamal directed hospital authorities to provide all possible facilities to patients. Meanwhile, thousands of polio workers, including lady health workers and vaccinators, celebrated Eid al-Fitr while vaccinating children at bus terminals, railway stations, and hospitals. The polio teams administered vaccine to thousands of children during the Eid holidays. The government hospitals also continued treatment of patients during the holidays, and a large number of doctors, nurses, and paramedical staff members also celebrated the Eid while performing their duty.